Hi there, my name is Jan and I'm a Blue Badge Tourist Guide for London and a guide for London Walks. As we are currently experiencing some of the finest spring and summer weather that any of us in the UK can remember, after what was in fact a very cold and rainy start to this year, it is such a shame that we can't all enjoy seeing London in this glorious sunshine. The lack of traffic, commuters, workers and tourists means that the centre of our beautiful city is a quiet, peaceful place. The air is fresh and clean. The trees and flowers and shrubs in our parks and garden squares are all at their absolute best. And for once, you can hear and appreciate the bird song. You could say, London is truly blooming. So on this theme, it gives me a nice lead into telling you about a part of London named Bloomsbury. And Bloomsbury is in fact known for its many garden squares, most of which today are open to the general public, so we can all appreciate them. Bloomsbury today is an area which lies between the old city of London, which is today's financial district, and the city of Westminster, the centre of royalty, palaces, power and politics. Its name is derived from the 13th century landowner, William de Blemond, and a bury being a manor house. Hence, Blemond's Bury became Bloomsbury over the centuries. What we can see around us developed in the late 18th century as London's population rapidly increased with the Industrial Revolution. Building regulations required streets to be built in straight lines, and garden squares were built at the centre, so the residents in the surrounding houses could share in the costs of maintaining the gardens. You often hear them referred to as keyed gardens, because only those people living in the properties surrounding the garden square would have a key to gain entry through the gates. There was very little wartime bombing in this part of London, so many of the original houses survive. They are referred to as Georgian houses, because we name our styles of houses and furniture after whichever king or queen was around at the time. And as we had four King Georges in a row, anything from the early 1700s to the early 1800s qualifies as Georgian. In the 19th and 20th centuries, many writers, artists and intellectuals lived in these beautiful properties. Perhaps most notably, the Bloomsbury Group, to which Virginia Woolf was famously associated. Often when leading a walk around this area, we follow a literary theme and talk about the writers, where they lived and worked, in more depth. The street and garden square names come from the landowning Russell family and their associated titles, Dukes of Bedford, Marquess of Tavistock. So we have Russell Square, Bedford Square, Tavistock Square, to name just a few. The Russell family came to prominence in the time of our most notorious king, King Henry VIII. After being denied permission from the Pope to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, he broke away from Rome and closed all the monasteries. Much of the land and wealth taken from the church and monasteries he distributed among his best friends. One little gem in this area is the Dickens Museum. You can visit the house, which was actually lived in by Charles Dickens, and also see the notes he prepared for his celebrated public performances. An absolute must for Dickens fans. Also, well off the beaten tourist track, is the Foundling Museum, on the site of London's first orphanage. Here you can explore the history of the Foundling Hospital and its founder, Thomas Coram, learn about life for the original foundlings, many of whom were abandoned in the streets of London in the mid-1700s, and those who helped raise the funds, including Handel, who became a governor and gave concerts to raise funds for the care of the foundlings. However, walking between these places of interest does require walking through the beautiful garden squares, each having its own character. Tavistock Square is my personal favourite, often referred to as Peace Square, on account of the many trees and shrubs planted in the names of various peace endeavours. At its centre is a statue of Gandhi. He had been a student at nearby University College London. Russell Square is the largest garden square in this part of London. It will often be filled with students on a break between lectures. The various colleges which make up London University are mostly located around these garden squares. The magnificent British Museum sits at the centre of Bloomsbury. I often finish my walk here, encouraging people to go in and explore just a little corner of the world and our history. It's free to enter and has been since it was founded in 1753. Most visitors to London want to get a glimpse of the Rosetta Stone, which gave us the ability to read and understand ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. After all this exploring, I'm sure you are ready for an imaginary, well-earned rest, and perhaps a picnic or an ice cream in Russell Square, under the trees, among the birds and squirrels, watching children playing in the fountains. Hope to see you here soon.